broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday, May the 15th, 2023, 14 minutes past the hour. Coming up on 15 minutes past the hour, and isn't it amazing? We are basically halfway through the month of May now. Little cool today for the middle of the month of May, but hey, we will soldier on through it. Hope everybody had a great Mother's Day yesterday. I had a great Mother's Day, and hope everybody out there in the listening audience did as well. The weather turned out to be pretty much what we said it was going to be. No rain, but kind of cool temperatures. It was really cool last night. So whatever you did yesterday for Mother's Day, I hope you had a wonderful time doing it and celebrated it with your children if you are a mother, and if you're not a mother, maybe you celebrated it with your mother. And you know, I was talking about this yesterday in a post I put on social media. Everybody has a mother. Whether your mother is still with us or your mother is not still with us, everybody has a mother. So it's still a day to pay honor and respect and good feeling towards your mother. Now, some people will go to the cemetery and do that, but you can really do that in your own home. You can get out old pictures. Maybe you have old home movies or things like that. You can still celebrate Mother's Day, even if the person is no longer here. So, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. I hope everybody had a great Mother's Day. I had a great Mother's Day. Of course, I am not a mother, but I do have a mother. I fall in that category. And we had a nice little conversation yesterday celebrating Mother's Day. All right. Moving on to... we have a lot to talk about here this morning on this Monday morning. By the way, a little switch up. I am in the office today. I actually had an appointment on this side of town this morning as soon as I get off the air this morning. So I thought, well, I'll just come over there and do the show from there. That way I can just go to my appointment a little quicker as soon as I'm off the air this morning. Now, some things I want to mention here this morning. I will not be on the air this Thursday. This Thursday from 8:15 until 10, I will not be on the air. It is my two-month, every eight-week little thing that I have to do. So I will not be on Thursday morning from 8:15 until 10 p.m. So Thursday morning will be a repeat program, but I hope you tune into it. It will be a best-of program, and I think you'll enjoy that. Oh, and by the way, because I am in the office, the call-in number this morning will be 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If there's anything on your mind, that would be the number to call this morning. Okay. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the weekend here. Let's start with this. This is something even better than really the weekend. You know, I had a moment yesterday on Mother's Day. I was busy doing some things, and I said to myself, you know what? There comes a time, there comes a point, and we don't talk about this, in everybody's life where you basically end up forgiving people. Now, not that you necessarily had a grudge against them, but you'd say, you know what, if there is any tension between us, if there is any uncomfortableness between us, let's just clear this up and move on, and life will be much better this way. So that's what I felt yesterday. I felt like, you know, it's just time to clear up any, and I don't have a whole lot of unpleasantness in my life with people. But I thought, you know, if there is any unpleasantness, if there is any even slight unfortunateness, I think you, is that a word? Probably not. I think you need to clear it up. And that's what I did yesterday. I reached out to some people and I said, you know what? If there is tension between us, it's gone. There is nothing bad on my behalf. Onward and upward. So, there you go. Now, some of those conversations were a little, they were okay. None of the conversations were bad. But, you know, they were a little, I don't know, people are funny. I think people start to treat you in a different way After a certain period of time has gone by, where maybe they're not talking to you every day. So, you know, that's okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's not a bad thing at all. But, you know, you just mend your fences and you go on. Go on down that big road of life. So that's the first rule of life that we have here this morning. Get over things and move on. 740-383-9944. Now, the good things that happened last week. Did you catch that Friday night show that we had on Friday night? When else would the Friday night show be on than Friday night? We assembled a group in here, which was so much fun. We had Sean Kraft, of course, who has been a regular on the Friday night show. We had Matt Morgan, who first started with us when we were doing election coverage, and he was in here again last Friday. I think that was his second Friday doing the show. And for the first time, and I talked a lot about this on Friday, we had Olivia Hale for the first time on radio here with us on Friday evening. And we got a great amount of calls about the subjects we were discussing. And if you remember Friday morning, I said, I think this is going to be the group that's going to work out. It's the right ages, it's the right genders, it's the right conversations. And I just think this is going to be the group. And I even Friday morning referred to it as possibly the greatest Friday night show in the history of the Friday night shows. And you know what? I think it was. I have talked to every one of those people this past weekend. I talked to Sean. I talked to Olivia. I talked to Matt. And I said, well, how do you think that went? And everybody said they think it went, they thought it went great. I thought it went great. So I think we're in good shape. Anybody who listened to the show Friday night, if you have any opinions on that, give me a buzz. I know a lot of people did not call in during the show who were listening, but if you did listen to the show and you have any thoughts on it, give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. I know a lot of people were wondering how the four of us would all connect together. I know a lot of people were wondering how Matt would do in his second week. I know a lot of people were curious about how Olivia would do in her first week. So there you go. If you have any thoughts on the Friday night show, if you did get a chance to listen last Friday night, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. But from my perspective, I felt it just could not have gone better. A great group of people, a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. And you know what? We covered some very serious topics that were handled beautifully by everybody in that group. So my Cubs cap is tipped to everybody in that group from Friday night. So I thank them all for being here, and I think we have a good thing that's going to carry on forever. You know, that's just one of those things that's forever, you know, kind of like death and taxes, one of those things that will carry on forever. But again, if you have any thoughts, 740-383-9944. So that was Friday night. Here's something that happened to me yesterday that I found fascinating, and I hope this lady is out there listening again this morning. I ran into a lady yesterday in the grocery store, and she said to me that she was an, I don't, you know, you never want to say certain words. She was an older lady. I think that's a nice way to put it. She was an older lady, and she said she was not from Marion, that she had moved to Marion in recent years. And she liked listening to this station because she learned so much about Marion. And, you know, I never really think about that we talk so much about Marion when we do the Family Feud. A lot of times they're Marion-themed. A lot of the conversations we have to do with Marion. A lot of time we have President Harding in here, and, of course, we talk about Marion history. And I never thought of that as being a component of this show, that we would actually help people who were not born in Marion learn the intricacies of Marion, Ohio. So I was so proud to hear that, and I hope she's out there listening this morning, because somehow she'd lost the program in the last couple months, so I hope she's back out there listening. Ma'am, I hope you're enjoying this morning, and maybe we will teach you something about Marion history and fill you in on something going on. Okay, I had a big weekend this past weekend. Went to Toledo. And we'll have to barrel back to this because there's something else I want to talk about. But I went to Toledo. Now, the initial reason for going to Toledo on Saturday was to interview Opal Covey. Now, for anybody who has listened to this program for any amount of time, you know that Opal Covey ran for mayor in Toledo several times. She did not win. And she's a prophetess, a very charismatic woman, let's say, to say the least. But she's always called in. I had never met Opal Covey in person. So, we had set up a time to go up to Toledo to interview Opal. So, we go up to Toledo, and initially, we were going to interview Opal at her house. And when I got to her house, I think she's going through some changes because of the death of her sister. And I just realized when we pulled up at her house that this was not going to be the place to tape an interview. So, there was a McDonald's down on the corner, less than a mile away from her house. And I went down there and I asked the people at McDonald's, I said, "Do you think we could tape here?" They said, "No problem." So I called up Opal and I said, "Opal, could you come down to the McDonald's on the corner?" And she said, "No problem." So Opal came down to McDonald's, and it's funny because when she walked in, people were walking up to her already. Everybody seems to know her in Toledo. She's a Toledo celebrity, really, is what I learned. So she sits down, and also I want to thank Matt Morgan, who actually made the trip on Saturday morning up to Toledo to participate in this interview and participate in this taping. So we had Matt up there as well. Now, we're taping this interview with Opal, and you know what? It's going to be on the internet soon. It's going to be on television soon. There are already some clips of it out there, but there's an hour interview, and I really don't know how to explain this interview to anybody. She said things during the interview, pretty much like she has said on the air, that would give you a cause for concern. Fun woman, very nice, hospitable lady, but just interesting. You know how some people are just interesting? You remember when people used to act a little different than the rest of us, and we would say, "Boy, that person's a character. That person's a character." Well, that's kind of how I feel about Opal, and I think every time she's called in, you probably felt, "Hey, she's a character." And that's what I really learned in person. But I think Matt had a lot of fun with it. And Sean had a lot of fun with it. And certainly I had a lot of fun with it. So that was the Opal Covey interview. And I'm going to come back to this in a second because there's something else I want to say about that. But while in Toledo, I got to do some other fun things that I've wanted to do for a while. I had not been to Tony Paco's in about 2 years. So, while I was up there, after we were done eating, went over to Tony Paco's and had one of their Hungarian hot dogs with Paco's sauce, which are delicious. It's really a staple there in the Toledo area. And Tony Paco's is nationally known from a television show called MASH years ago. And the hot dogs are delicious. The buns on the wall, they have the hot dog buns on the wall signed by presidents and movie stars, and it's just a great place to go in Toledo, so I got to go back to Tony Paco's. I really enjoyed that, and then after I went to Tony Paco's, I went to one of my favorite places in Ohio. I went to the Maumee River State Park, which has the Maumee Nature Center. The Maumee Nature Center is beautiful, and the Maumee River is beautiful. So, got to go to the Nature Center, check that out for a little bit, and then went out on the beach on the Maumee River. And it was kind of a chilly, overcast day Saturday, so there were not a whole lot of people out on the Maumee River on the beach. So it was great to go out there, because really there was nobody else out there, and the seagulls were flying over, and it wasn't raining, and went out and got to touch the water and things of that nature, and it was just a lot of fun. I love that area, the Maumee area up in Toledo. So, if you're, and the Maumee River is only about 10 minutes away from Tony Paco's, so it's not a great long distance to go to the Maumee River. So did that, and then decided it was time to come back to Marion. We got in the car, came back to Marion, and decided it was dinner time. So we had heard that this new restaurant downtown had opened up, Bucci's. This restaurant where the warehouse was, next to the Palace Theater. So we went down to Bucci's for dinner on Saturday night, and it's Italian food, and here's what I learned while I was there. Bucci's is named for the chef, Chef Bucci. And there are several owners in this business, in this franchise. Now, when I was there on Saturday night, it was kind of busy. You know, first weekend open, Mother's Day weekend. And I got the pizza, which is, I don't want to call it a personal pizza because that's not really what it is. But it's a kind of a gourmet Italian pizza that's on your plate. And it was delicious. I enjoyed it. Had a good I like the atmosphere of the place. It kind of reminds me of a New York-style restaurant. The prices are what the prices are. Some things are a little expensive. Some things are not expensive. I think it just kind of depends on what you get. So I enjoyed Bucci's, and I would like to get Chef Bucci on the air sometime and learn about how he does things. So has anybody else been to Bucci's? What's your thought on the place? It's only been open, I think it opened last Thursday. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. This is only their fifth day open today. Has anybody been down to Bucci's or tried it out in downtown Marion? I felt like a real downtown Marionite on Saturday night going down there. And you know, I'll tell you why it had the feel of a New York atmosphere. It was Saturday night, probably 6 or 7 o'clock, and you had these women and men coming in very nicely dressed, all going to the bar, having, you know, a few drinks, but it's not a bar atmosphere. The bar is a very small part of Bucci's there in downtown Marion. So again, down by the Palace Theater where the warehouse used to be, you have to kind of drive slow when you're looking for it because it's easy to miss that turn-in. Matter of fact, we missed the turn-in as we were going down there Saturday night for dinner. So any thoughts on Bucci's or any thoughts on Mother's Day weekend or any thoughts on the Friday night show here that we did last Friday night? 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the office today. That's not normal on a Monday morning, but it is on this Monday morning. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say about any of those things or anything else this morning for that matter. Okay, well, we covered that. That was pretty well the trip to Toledo. You know, the trip to Toledo, we spent probably an hour and a half with Opal, then probably an hour and a half at Tony Paco's, and then probably an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours over at the Maumee River. And I think, you know, it eats up your time in a way because you're not spending the night up there. So it's just kind of a quick trip in and out, having a good time, but not a bad place to go. And Toledo, only about 90 minutes away. So there's a nice little thing you can do. Now, here's a story. Okay, we're going to take the call, and then we're going to come back to this here on WGH Talk. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I like to call in and give you a little help, since you know other called in about Friday night.
Oh, you listened Friday night?
By the entirety, and boy, did I ever listen close.
Oh, well, tell us what you thought of Friday night.
We got time?
We've got plenty of time this morning.
Okay, Scott. Well, number one, everybody that was there, there was three men and one woman, and the number was outrated, but the woman stuck up and really stuck in with your three men. That was credibility I give her.
Yeah, I would agree. You know, somebody else said that to me over the weekend as well who was listening. They said, as opposed, and not anything bad about Camden, who had been on the week before, but it was very nice that Matthew and Sean and I all agreed on certain things, and Olivia did not, and she did not have any problem telling us that she disagreed.
And you're absolutely right. The field was so-called maybe unbalanced with participants, but the whole show leveled out, and I heard things that I never even thought about. And you know why I never even thought about them?
Why is that?
Because you guys haven't been married, and I've been, my wife and I've been married for a long time, and half of those things about married, I forgot all about them. Now, isn't that awful to say that? But that's the truth. But you guys got some clarification on them, and after I thought it over, and I could give you a few examples that, why not? All the ideas and stuff that four people, three men and a woman, and it come out, and if you listened and tried to be on level playing grounds with it, I thought it was a good show. First of all, I thought, you know, this is kind of corny. But then after I listened, and after you're willing to listen, and I mean listen, I thought it was pretty good, and I can give you some examples sometime. But you throw some questions at me, and maybe I can answer them pertaining to the show.
Well, first of all, what the first question I would have about the show is, you know, we've been doing that Friday night show now for, boy, probably 3 or 4 years, and we've had some different hosts on there, and I don't have anything negative to say about any of the hosts who've been on, but I felt when I was with that group last Friday, I just felt the time went by so fast. We covered so much material, and just like you said, things were brought up that I think people don't think about. I think that is what the Friday night show should be, interesting as opposed to what it has been in the past. I thought really that was the group. What do you think?
I did. I have to really confess that in the age group, I know your age. I don't know Sean's age. What he is, pretty, he's a cousin to you, so you're right in the ballpark figure. And the young girl, I think, was right in the low half of the 20s, and the other young gentleman, I think he's probably about right in the same as her, right?
Yeah, they're very similar in age, and Sean and I are very similar in age.
Okay, and so some of the things that you said, and that Sean said, and that the other two age groups said, was very good. They worked. The balance was that what I heard was like there was a subject come up. I think Sean was directed the question. He said, would he have anything wrong with, if he was going with someone, would he have any comments about, well, why not? And if he was going with him, and if somebody else went with her the next day, or vice versa, however, we don't want to go to put any gender in any place, first or second or third. But, you know, he said, why not? And, you know, in the day, if you had a girlfriend and you was dating her and she went and dated somebody else, that would almost be war. And on the same factor of marriage, you never heard of anybody, if you're married and somebody said, hey, I'm going to go out with lunch with them and this and that. Well, that would be unheard of because you had a piece of paper saying you was married. That is restricting you from do that. That was kind of in the day when we come up. That was kind of the feeling, you know. Do you follow me so far, Scott?
I do. And, you know, that became a big, I think that was the topic of conversation we probably stayed on longer than any other on Friday. And
right.
I think got more calls in regard to was that whole idea of can you be friends with a member of the opposite sex if you're married or if you're in a relationship? And I thought that was a fascinating subject because everybody on that one pretty much had a different opinion.
Yeah, and the opinion, if you listen to them, and if you think back in your younger day, which would balance us back into the 20s and then into the 40s, which most of us that got married, you know, 60-some years, well, that would be the balance. You're already married. But here's the thing. I've seen occasion that my wife and I have done that with close friends and stuff like that. Not very much, you know, it isn't. See, when people hear that, that's a wide open thing. There's other things that's brought into that that they think that could have happened. But it never happened. It's just the friendship and you done it. But, and you know, that's a loose thing to say in somebody that knows me and stuff. But the friends that know us and stuff, it was the same thing back in those days. And the people that's been married now for 75 years. They can relate back to that. And maybe they do it today, you know. Maybe the spouse didn't want to go somewhere, and they said, hey, I haven't seen them for a good many years, that was just going to go have coffee or something. And that was for male or female, you know, going together. That those relationship's different today than before. I'll slack off a minute, and you give me a little bit of feedback on what I'm saying.
No, I think you're exactly right, and I think the interesting thing about it is that I guess the idea is that if you are married, you can't, or if you're in a relationship, that if you're with somebody else from the same sex, because what I find interesting about that, and I said it Friday, was if it was somebody of the same sex, you wouldn't think anything of it. You wouldn't even ask. It wouldn't be a thing. But because it's somebody from the opposite sex, well, that has to have some kind of connotation. And I don't really understand that, because if you were going to cheat on your wife or your husband, if you were going to cheat on your boyfriend or girlfriend, why would you tell? I mean, I guess, are you enticed to do that if you go out with somebody else? I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
And us talking about us, that includes my wife and a lot of people, you know, in the class of 59, we've done that a lot. We had reunions, and I mean sincere reunions. We had get-togethers, and the combination of being able free to see your classmate and stuff that's been married, unmarried, married, blah, 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 all that, it is a real treat. And that's really sincere saying, my wife and I think, and the classmates, I know that is a sincere thing, buddy. When you see your classmates, maybe you haven't seen them for 15, 20 years, and they appear at a reunion, man, it's just a thrill to do that. And so I see the thing, but everybody hears that, they think there's a sexual relation there, or you're going to be doing it for now and forever and stuff like that. Feedback for you, Scott.
Well, yeah, and I think the pin in that conversation for me was that if you feel that your spouse or your boyfriend or your whatever it is, girlfriend, if you feel they would get jealous of that and you're doing it out of respect, why? I don't see, possessiveness to me is a scary thing, because if you're, all the relationships I've been in, I have never told somebody what to do. And if I was in a relationship with a girl and she wanted to go hang out with her friends, let's say in a bar, which that has happened, a lot of men get very possessive of that, because they say, well, she's going to be in a bar and guys are going to hit on her and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, what? It's not my job. I'm not her father to tell her what to do. And if she is a pure, honest person, she's not going to do that. So I have to trust her. You know, it's kind of like faith. I've got to have faith in her that she's not going to do that. And if she does do it, I guess better I know sooner than later.
Yeah. So the conversation went well, and there's a lot of other things you could pick back and forth, but I thought it was handled, and it couldn't have been hardly handled any other way except maybe, and I just let my opinion out for my age group and the people that I associated with all my life and stuff, that I've seen that happen, and everything they told me, and especially classmates, oh my goodness, that is something else. That is a gate that opened, and we all had thrills off of that, and it's the same exact thing that you was talking about, two 20-year-olds and two 40-year-olds you discussed there, and when you heard it, maybe I'm the character, you know, maybe I'm the character in the conversation here, but I'm a proud character, and so is my wife, and we got a good track record, and we're proud of that track record we got, and that's the way it's going to be, and that's kind of the thing I go. Well, you go for it, and maybe I'll see you sometime, and find out one thing about the young host on the show with you Friday night. And I might as well just ask you now, could that be maybe the other... not the young one you had. That was Olivia, I think, was on the door opened up on that. But there's another one back there, maybe have a child, maybe like the 20-some-year-old. That is her son?
You know what?
Yeah, if you don't...
Olivia doesn't have any kids. No. Olivia does not.
No, I'm not talking about Olivia. I said, I know that is a younger female that you really enjoy and met, and there it goes. And you've met a lot of them, so there is no hard feelings that right. part of it. But there's another one that in the background that had a person, and I keep thinking, why do I do, and how I listen to your show, I kind of evaluate stuff. But is the one that's on your show...
I know. Okay, I'm with you now. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Good possibility.
Well, that's good enough. That's good enough for me. That's what I kind of figured. And one other question I got, Scott, while I'm right here. Are you or are you not really, you've said it, so that left the carrot dangling in front of my nose. If you said, if you ever leave broadcasting, you'll never, ever go back to that or anything related to that, that's a pretty positive statement to make over the air. And would it be, how would that ever come about if you knew that instead of a spur of the moment and just the mic went off the air and Scott wasn't even around and we didn't know what you was doing, because you're really part of the Marion area and the first... You always speak of the first in broadcasting. Maybe I'm right and maybe I'm wrong, and you're the man of broadcasting in my book that has this kind of deal on your show. So what would you be able to give a hint of what you'd be doing if you didn't do that? You have to do something.
I'd have to do something. Well, it's interesting you bring that up, because when I went to Bucci's on Saturday night, they were taking reservations. And when I came in, because honestly, some people know me, some people don't, and I don't really, I'm not aware of it, because I just come in here and do this show, and I figure, well, you know, some people locally know me and some don't. So I go into Bucci's on Saturday night when we were going in to eat, and they were taking reservations, and I walked in, and I talked to the maitre d', and they said, how many in your group? And I said, 2. And that was all the conversation we had. And I sat down with the person I was with, and we waited to eat. And there were a lot of people over there waiting as well. And when they were calling out the names, they were calling them by their last name. And I thought, you know, she didn't ask my last name. All she said was, how many in your group? And I wonder if she forgot to ask my last name. So I sat there with that person for like 10 minutes, and I'm like, do you think we should go over there and tell her what our last name is so she knows what to call when it comes up? And then it finally came up as we were sitting there having that conversation, and the woman goes, Spears for 2. And I walked over and I said, I never gave you my last name. I said, how did you know that was my last name? And the person goes, everybody knows you. So that's nice. That's nice that you have that kind of thing with people. But as far as the broadcasting goes, I wouldn't leave on a spur of the moment. What I was saying on Friday night was that it is good for some people to broadcast into their 80s and 90s for the type of show they do. But for the type of show that I do with news and guests and people like that, you really do have to stay on top of the news, and it's hard to take a vacation when you do that type of thing. Now, I love doing it, but it's not something I would want to do for the rest of my life, because it is a bit of a hectic schedule. But my point in leaving and never coming back would be that I don't like when somebody has a big goodbye and they say, okay, I'm leaving in August, let's say, for example. And then for 2 months, everybody gets ready for them to leave, and everybody comes on and says their goodbyes, and the newspaper writes a story that they're leaving, and they have their big goodbye morning, and they come on, and they say goodbye to the audience, and everything's, you know, big and emotional, because you are people's friend in the morning. I've been coming into people's houses in the morning for 9 years doing this show, 21 in Marion at different stations. So you do that for a long time. What I don't like is when you leave after a big goodbye, and then 2 weeks later you come back as a guest on somebody else's show. And I think, well, what kind of leave was that? What kind of goodbye was that? You're right back. It doesn't mean much. So what I would do is probably I would invest more time in the teaching profession because I've still got my foot in there, and I would like to teach journalism somewhere, and that would be a way to keep my foot in this door as well. But I would also like to teach English. I always liked teaching English. That's what I did pretty much when I was a teacher. So that's probably where I would end up, or it could be a completely different field. There are so many things that I would like to do that I find fascinating. I'm endlessly fascinated by so many fields that I don't know what I would end up doing, but I certainly wouldn't sit at home. Well, I couldn't do that.
I know that, and thanks for that part of it. That relieves me of some of the other things I was thinking, but maybe they could be, and they don't. You're so versatile in a lot of things that you could, but I thought maybe that would be a tough thing to do, to leave something that you really care for, but I don't know your categories of other things that you really, really like also, so that kind of clears enough for me to know that, but I thought maybe, Scott, and I'll leave it at this because I've been on here long enough, but I had fun, and I think it might be good for you that my opinion like that, like others people's opinion, could very well fluctuate in some things that I didn't mention. But you know what? I was kind of rattled. I thought, could Scott quit right here before Election Day and be a write-in for mayor, and you would maybe get the mayor, and my goodness gracious, would have you for 12 years as mayor, and you would have your own radio station. You'd come on and make the comments like Mayor Kellogg and Searcher have over the years, and what a delight that would be. A mayor, and then have the people's opinion. Boy, would you get hammered a lot then, wouldn't you?
I would. Hey, you never know what's around the corner. That's what I think.
Okay. I'll see you later. Bye.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Remember, we are in the studio today, 740-383-9944. Well, I'm glad that the opinions were positive on the Friday night show. I felt they were positive as well. But no, I'm not planning on leaving anytime soon. I was just making I forget how that conversation came up the other night, but, when people leave, I think they should leave. I think when you have a big goodbye party and everybody says goodbye and all that and you have a celebration, when you come right back, I don't know that that's necessarily good. So that's all I was saying in regard to that. But I'm still enjoying this. It was a conversation with the pastor. That's how that all got started on Friday. But I also, this is not my, as much as I like doing this, this is not my life. It's a big part of the life because it does take a lot of time, and I love talking with the audience, and I love talking with guests, and I love interviewing people. But you got to have a life outside of your work. So it's work. I sometimes worry about people who live for their work. I don't know that that's necessarily good. You've got to have good friends, and you've got to have a life outside of work that doesn't pertain to it. It can be very difficult. But that was nice on Saturday night when I went to Bucci's and they already knew my name. Now, clearly, not everybody knows who I am, but they did, and that was nice, and, that makes you feel homey. Okay, there's another subject I want to touch on here in this hour before we move on to the next hour, which we'll probably do some Family Feud here this morning. 740-383-9944. Again, by the way, if you have anything you'd like to say about the Friday night show or Mother's Day or Toledo or anything else we've talked about, 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 53 minutes past the hour. Now, I've got to tiptoe around this story. I brought this story up on the Friday night show. But it's morning now, so I want to tell it a little more diplomatically, because I feel it's a very funny story, and it's a very ironic story, and I don't know what most people would do in this particular situation, so let's get to this story. Okay, and I'm not going to tell you who it was, because it doesn't matter who it was, but it's just a funny story, and it's an absolutely true story. Okay, here's what happened. I ran into somebody on Friday who has been dealing with a virus. in their body. Let's say that. They've been dealing with a virus that's an eye virus. And that's exactly what it is. It's just an eye virus. You know, sometimes your eyes get infected, and you have to deal with that. And this person had been going to the optometrist, the oculist, to try to get this problem taken care of. So, this had been going on for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and this problem had actually sprung up earlier in the year. Well, the problem was not getting any better recently. So, last week, the doctor prescribed an antiviral medication, which, again, she has a virus in her eyes, prescribed an antiviral medication for her to take to get rid of the virus. So, she, and you know, and again, in Marion, you go to the same pharmacy, you go to the same grocery store, you go to the same places all the time. So she goes to her pharmacy to pick up this antiviral medication for her eyes, and the antiviral medication that they gave her, its common usage is for another ailment. Now, I don't want to say on the air what that other ailment is. I believe that, I believe we said what the ailment was on Friday night. But let's put it this way. It's an ailment that a lot of people look at and look down on, and usually people do not bring it up if they have it. Okay, let's put it that way. But that's what this medication's commonly used for. So when somebody picks it up at the pharmacy, that's probably what people think they are treating, because a lot of people use that medication to treat that. So the person I was talking to on Friday was kind of shaken up by the fact that here they are using this for an eye virus because they need a high dosage antiviral, and at their neighborhood pharmacy, they're picking up this medication, which is clearly known for something else, to treat something else. So, in any event, what do you do when you have that type of thing happen? Because clearly, you cannot say to the pharmacist, you can't say, hey, you know, this is for my eyes, not for that, because you probably don't want to bring up the fact that this medicine's treated for that anyway, and the doctor might think you're lying anyway, or the pharmacist might think you're lying. So how do you avoid that? And you certainly have to get the medication because you want the virus in your eyes to get better. I mean, I just think that is such a slice of life story. What do you do in that particular situation to not be embarrassed? Give me a buzz if anybody knows. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If you have an ailment and you're going to pick up a medication and the medication is commonly known to deal with what a lot of people feel is an embarrassing illness, and you're dealing with your local pharmacist who you deal with all the time, what do you do? How do you avoid that? How do you avoid the embarrassment of it all? I don't know. I've been thinking about that since Friday. Number one, I think it's a funny story because, you know, that's the funny thing of life. You never know what's coming around the corner. You never know what tomorrow is going to bring. But how do you deal with these social situations where you don't know what's around the corner? Does anybody have any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Coming up on 58 minutes past the hour here. WGH Radio Talk Time. We talked about it on Friday night, and I don't think we got to a clear answer on that particular problem. And again, it's not the person's problem who's got the eye virus. You know, they just got the eye virus. And I really don't know how you get around something like that. I mean, I kind of felt bad in a way for the person because I could tell they were a little shook up by having to go to the pharmacy and pick up this medication, which is commonly used for another problem that people feel is somewhat embarrassing. I don't know. 740-383-9944. I've got one more thing to do next hour before we go into the Family Feud, but it's a fascinating thing, and again, it's those social mores that we get involved in life. It's those social things that, how do you handle this? You don't want to call attention to it, so I don't know that you want to bring it up with the pharmacist. I don't know what you do. And you've got to get the medication, and hopefully the eyes get better and the virus is cured, and then you don't pick up the medication anymore, and maybe the pharmacist forgets that he ever gave you that medication to begin with, I guess. I don't know, but a funny story nonetheless, but I do feel bad for that person. All right, you're listening to WGH Talk Radio, streaming live all over the world at WGH1071.com, or you can download the free TuneIn app, absolutely free, on any mobile device and listen to us on any Roku, laptop, cell phone, tablet, smart TV, anything you got. We're going to break, coming back with much more in 15 minutes. Don't you dare switch that dial.
Listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today.